the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. My dear listeners, previously we started discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. In this part, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, states, Allahumma aduma bala'i, O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. وَأَفْرَطَ بِي سُوءُ حَالِي, my bad state is excessive. وَقَصُرَتْ بِي أَعْمَالِي, my acts are inadequate. وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِي, my fetters have tied me down. Regarding the second phrase of this part, وَأَفْرَطَ بِي سُوءُ حَالِي, in the previous program, we said that we have to be aware of the fact that this is one of the worst problems the people face in their lives. This is what deprives the human beings from understanding the truth and gaining the blessings and mercy and nearness of the Almighty Allah. That is why at first we have to purify our souls and then we have to adorn it with virtues. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا, indeed, he who purifies it is successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا, and he will indeed fail who corrupts it. So this is so important in the path of our salvation. This is about which Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere says, bad temperedness is the worst companion. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, إن العبد ليبلغ من سوء خلقه أسفل درك جهنم. In fact, a servant reaches the furthest position in hell from this bad temperedness. And this is what a true wayfarer to the Almighty Allah has to take into consideration.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The next phrase of the part under discussion says, وَقَصُرَتْ بِأَعْمَالِي. My acts are inadequate. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the inadequacy of our acts. Let us start this way. If you want to reach prosperity, if you want to reach spiritual perfection and eventually paradise, you must act in accord with the Quranic verses and of course the traditions of the Prophet's household. We all must observe the necessary criteria like perseverance, like sincerity and desire in order to be able to reach that perfection which has been promised in our traditions and in the Holy Quran. If our acts are devoid of understanding, if our acts are devoid of perseverance and desire, and of course not in accord with Almighty Allah's will, if they are done with dullness, if they are done with stinginess and jealousy and pride, how can these kinds of acts cause a human to reach salvation, cause a human to be freed of misfortunes? The Commander of the Believers, despite having unique spiritual resources, calls out Allah in his prayers at night and says, "Ah, min qillati zad wa bu'di safar wa wahshati tariq." Oh, betides the limitation of resources and the farness of the destination and the fear from the way. So, if you want to be the true wayfarer, you have to study about the methods of worshipping performed by Allah's favorite servants. And this has to be done in order to know about how they had perseverance, desire, and sincerity in their servitude. How did they worship Almighty Allah? How did they get motivated to serve and worship Allah out of their own desires? This way, and only this way, our hearts become illuminated. We get to seek Almighty Allah's path to experience spiritual life in hereafter. Let us end this episode with this narration from the martyr Qazi Nurullah Shushtari, which is mentioned in his book Majalisul Mu'mineen, that Uwais Qarani said at some nights, "This is the night for genuflection." And he spent all that night in genuflection. Some other nights he said, "This night is for prostration." And he spent that night only in prostration. Someone told him, "How do you have the ability for worshipping for so long at nights?" He answered, "Do you think the nights are so long? I wish all the world was but one night so that I could spend all of it in one prostration." Brothers and sisters, thank you for staying with us in this program as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.